that I'm working with, and she wants to earn more money. So for each month, she wants to increase it so that she has $20,000 cash months. And then she can take that money and she can invest it into whatever her heart desires. So for her, she's been doing all the things. Like, she's been doing her inner work. She's been taking action in the world. She has her business system set up. She's playing in a game where she has an offer. She knows her ideal client. She's doing all the things. So it's not a doing problem. It's not a strategy problem. What it is, it's an energy situation. And energy is important, because if she says she wants to bring in more money, yet she can't hold or welcome in more money because her energy is already in a certain box or certain category, it's really hard to bring in more. So what it is about is it's about really occupying the space and really owning it for where she would love to be. So one of my mentors, Coach Dave Buck, he says, becoming precedes results. So becoming precedes results, which basically means if she truly wants to bring in those $20,000 cash months, yet she's vibrating at a $8,000 or $6,000 or $10,000 or $12,000 months, then there's this energy disconnect. It's not in resonance. So she has to ask herself, what is it that she would be doing, acting, being, believing, behaving like if she was truly living in this space and the energy of these $20,000 months? Because part of it is she wants to attract high-level individuals. Okay, well, these high-level inspiring individuals aren't going to resonate with her if she's not owning what her heart truly wants. So if her heart wants her to go out and do a canoe trip in the middle of the week, and she's like, no, I'm not allowing myself to do that. Or she wants a new coat or a candle or to work less or do a different offer, then they're not going to resonate with it because she's not totally in alignment with her embodying what that would feel like in that area of her life. So it's really important, if you want to expand, if you want to grow, that you occupy the space of what that would be like. You need to feel it. So it doesn't necessarily mean you have to fake it or pretend. It's actually about truly feeling it in your body, embodying it in your soul, so you know at the cellular level that yes, I'm in that energy. And when you're in that energy, you're now magnetic. You're in that same vibration. So how can you do this? So first of all, it starts with admitting what it is that you would love. And then in this space, if you were to occupy the space of being in that energy of what you'd love, what is it that you would be doing? Like, if you were to truly fill that space of being, what is it that you would be doing? What would you be having? What would you be talking about? What would your values and beliefs be? What do you desire? And write it all out. You can have fun with it. You can make it a collage. You can make it whatever you want it to be. And then start feeling into your body how it feels when you have this. So let's say you're looking at this collage, this list, and you're like, I feel some disconnect in part of my body. It's a really good indication that you might have a subconscious block or limiting belief popping up, which is normal. So if that happens, and if you want some help and support around it, let me know. We have big dreams. We definitely don't have to do it alone. But it starts off with embodying it, being it, giving yourself permission to live that now, because you can live your dream now. You don't have to wait. So what is it? Play with it. I'd love to hear about it.